Good morning, Audio Boo. It is Sunday, the 16th of December.
June.
I said December just because I couldn't remember what month it was. And it seemed like a good month to pick, really.
I know it's June. Do you know how I know it's June?
How?
You can tell them how I know it's June.
How do you know it's June? Because you were singing yesterday.
Maybe, but how else?
How else? Because you know somebody with a birthday.
Sort of?
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I don't know the answer to that. Where's this coffee, anyway?
You need to tell the Booville what it is first. It is... Or shall I tell them?
Well, no, I mean, I think we should keep it as a surprise.
I meant to go to...
Go on.
Some coffee.
Yep.
And I didn't because they were shut.
She was naughty.
I had... Oops, creaky floorboard. I had all week to go... And anyway, I mucked it up. But luckily, Carluccio's, the coffee shop chain, also sells different stuff that people can go and buy and take home, including coffee. And I like their smooth blend, so I bought some of that. But it's packaged very, very differently from the Wittards. So I thought Robert could do a sort of unboxing. Here you are.
Okay. All right, so my initial impressions of this thing, and I have never felt it before in my life, are...
Just handed it to him now.
It has a... It feels quite solid. And it's very tightly wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
The kind of plastic... Well, it's sort of vacuum-packed in plastic, so I think I'm probably going to have to cut the top bit off, and hopefully it will expand with air, and then I'll be able to pull it all off.
Yeah.
And then I presume inside there's some kind of box, maybe. I don't know, but...
We'll find out.
Okay. I don't know quite how I'm going to get this off.
You'll have to have a little tasting as well.
Will I? Okay. You
can pause the boo when you're making the coffee, although they might enjoy your antics and you know, the revelation of why Fee made sure she lent you a steel cafetiere.
I may have already talked about this on Audio Boo.
Yes, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to reaffirm this...
I presume I can cut the plastic off, can I? We don't need the plastic. Okay, fine. But I didn't know if it was an integral part of the...
Have you got something to put the coffee in, you know, when...
Oh, can it not stay in there, then?
Well, I don't know how well it will stay in there.
Okay, so. I will work this out.
Here we go. Actually, can I just check before you cut things?
Yep.
Can I just check this packet and see if there's another way?
I don't think there is. It's a vacuum pack thingy, Bob.
Dangerous with scissors.
No, yeah, where's your hair?
Oi, if you leave a bit of the plastic on, it'd probably be okay.
Oh, I don't know if I can. I think it's going to be all or nothing.
Can't you just do like a vertical cut or something?
What I'm going to do is cut this plastic across the top so that comes off and then
it, might be
it opens
to
up.
Do like a vertical cut there.
Why?
Because then you can still get coffee out the packet without it going all over the place.
Is there not a packet inside this plastic thing, then?
I'm not sure, so just in case.
Okay.
You can always cut more afterwards.
Okay.
And, you know, I do tend to give good advice about such things.
Do you?
Oh,
here comes the air.
That was quite a good noise.
It was. Right, I'll stick my finger inside and see what we find. You're right. Okay.
Annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
You're going to tell them what you found?
It's basically a vacuum pack of coffee.
Yeah.
So, had I done what I was originally going to do, it would have cascaded everywhere. I'm glad you did.
You let me advise against it, and you listened. Thank you for listening.
That's all right. What I could do, actually, is put it into a zippy bag, so it's in a complete... Because this won't reseal. No.
It might be better to just put that bag into a zippy bag.
Yeah, maybe. Because I'm just thinking I'm going to have to open it a fairly wide to be able to get the spoon in there.
Oh, yeah. But,
I must say it smells good.
I can't smell it from here yet, but I will in a moment.
Hang on a sec. Right, big sniff coming up now.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Smells dark and chocolatey and warm and
why don't we have a cup
malty and and stuff.
Should we have a cup each?
We'll see. We'll see. Well, let me...
Well, if you don't want yours, I'll just drink it.
Yeah, that's fine.
You have it back anyway.
Yeah. Right, now where's the cafetiere? There it is. Oh, no, it's okay, I've got it.
Carluccio's did have a cafetiere.
For £100.
And I half thought of buying it for you, and then they said it was 20 quid, so I didn't.
Okay, that's fine.
I thought if Robert wants to buy one, he can buy it himself.
Thank you, Fee.
I did buy you the coffee.
That's kind of you.
Even though it was for me.
You bought me the coffee for her.
But I'm offering to share it.
That's right. Wow, you're so generous.
You don't seem to want to share it, but, you know, the
you're so care. Generous.
So, Boo, can you listen to the sounds and take note of why he isn't allowed a glass cafetiere ever again?
As long as he lives. I mean, I might be forgiven one day.
I wouldn't go that far.
It was my own cafetiere I broke.
Oh, I know that, yeah. If you were to make coffee at my place, you'd have to promise not to do the whiskey.
Yeah, if using a glass one, I won't break your glass cafetiere. Or if I break your glass cafetiere, I will buy you a new one. How's that? Oh, they were really expensive then.
Yeah, Poundland. Yeah, but I can't get them anymore, so you'd have to spend like 15 quid for the same thing. Just for a bit of whisking.
It would. Yeah, but the whisking is what makes it.
No.
Yes, it is. Boo Commute, would you not agree? Now, this is my theory on this, okay? Fee's theory is that you put the coffee in there, you put the water in there, coffee floats to the top, and then when you push the filter down later on,
very slowly,
the water passes through the coffee that is forming a film. That's not easy to say. At the top of the water. Now, my...
Yeah, because... No, let me finish my theory. Mm-hmm. Because you push the plunger all the way from the top right to the bottom.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's got...
I understand this.
What do we call it? Filmy bit on it. How,
yes.
What do you call that thing?
Filmy bit.
It's like metal netting. Really.
It's a mesh.
Mesh, that's the word.
Yes.
Well done.
So it's a filter.
It's got mesh, so the water can go all through it, and the coffee goes all the way to the bottom. So I think that mixes it.
Okay. Whereas my theory on this is that the laws of chemistry, physics, biology, and everything else say that... in order to have the best chemical reaction, which is basically what we're looking for, is a reaction between the water and the coffee, we need to have the granules of coffee as small as possible, and we want them to have them come into contact with as much of the water as possible, which means that the best way of doing that is to vigorously whisk it round so that you get coffee distributed throughout the body of liquid, and you know, has the best chance of reacting properly. So that's my theory on this.
Yeah, there are also chemistry and physics theories about how much force it takes to break stuff.
Yes, but it would take quite a lot of force to break this.
Yeah, but I'm talking about if you were at my place.
Oh, yeah.
Since you have my metal cafetiere at the moment.
Yeah. Making your coffee, so that's fine.
Not if you break stuff, it isn't.
I see.
I found the things I needed to on the chair, by the way.
Oh, good. Good, good. What were they?
We are hoping to maybe go on a boat trip.
We are. Depends on the weather.
I have a plan B, however, Robert.
Yeah, do you?
And I bet it won't take you long to guess what it is.
Yeah.
The weather's really...
Yes, of course I know what it is.
You're going to tell them?
Waitrose.
No.
I think, to be honest, though, we should probably go and find another one. Because we want to explore different ones. We want to explore different places.
Yeah, but I'm only with you for one day this weekend. So.
I can't be done with not exploring places, you know.
No, of course, but I am only...
You can go back to places too often. I know, I know, I know.
And we didn't go last time. And we haven't been on a Sunday before, so there you go. It'd be the Sunday ice cream shop experience. It'd be different.
She's strange, everybody. Very strange.
You can have a different flavour. You'd be exploring the flavours.
Right, I shall bring this to the table.
Let me move, and let me put my computer on top of your computer so they're not in the way. Right, there's a sort of techie pile in the middle of the table, okay?
Okay.
And I'll move that fire, there we go.
Oh, you know, it's midday.
Is it?
I think it just went dong.
Did it?
Unless it was going ding dong.
Right, if you give me...
It's quite hot, I think.
No, it isn't.
Oh, it's not. Of course, it's insulated, sorry.
It's insulated. Of course, the, you might like the Carlo Fuccioli's, yeah, unless you find one on Amazon.
Yeah.
I think it's like some proper Italian designer or something. And
Right, well.
That would appeal to you.
Naturally, that's what I would want, yes.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm not joking.
I know we're here already, but
okay. Got there before me.
I'm just popping into the other room for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, it's easier. No, it's alright. I just fell over the suitcase.
Did you? That was a silly thing to do. Last night, because Dad and I and Mark went to, what kind of grammar is that, went to see The Who, we had, and then Mum picked up Fee from the station,
and looked after Vance,
so we had the four of us in the flat. We did for most of the night, yeah.
I wasn't sure that would be all that comfortable, two of us trying to sleep on the sofa, but it was actually alright. It was good that you got that mattress, you know, after a while.
Yeah.
But we did sleep most of the night, didn't we?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Right, there we go. That's sorted. Sorted! Find a cup. Right, I will have a titchy bit of coffee.
Yeah.
Just need to make sure. I need to keep a cup back. In fact, I'm going to put it in a different place because it's because I made Mum tea yesterday and she said it tasted of coffee. You know, the cup tasted of coffee. It still had... Because of using, you know, only the freshest, strongest, most amazing coffee in the world, that it makes the cups taste a bit of coffee.
Sorry, Robert's mum.
Well, I don't know if sorry's enough.
It's the hardest word.
It's the hardest word. It's true. Alright. Did I just put that? I've just put a cup somewhere. Did I bring it to the table?
Don't know. Not sure.
Oh, what an idiot. Where's it gone? Oh, pity's sake. I've just put a cup down somewhere and I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Okay. All's fine. Saved. Oh, it's all cluttered in here.
Have you still
lost it? No, I've got it.
You got it there?
Yeah. I'll let you do the all-important pushing down of the plunger and the...
I enjoy that. I like that bit.
And the stirring and... Not the stirring and the pouring and the... And
so you're the one that's
good
at stirring.
Am I?
Yeah, you're the stirrer.
I'm the stirrer. Yeah, okay. Right. I'll pause this recording until we come to the tasting. Alright, dearest audio boo, you'll now gather that we're listening to Just a Minute. However, I'm going to turn down the wonderful Just a Minute so that we can talk pretentiousness and coffee.
Robert's pretentiousness, my coffee.
Well, actually, I think pretentiousness goes both ways, given that Fee won't drink instant coffee. Saying about jam, I was saying about jam that without wishing to appear more pretentious than I perhaps already do, I personally quite like the Bon Marmon French jam, which has actual fruit in it as opposed to some rather yucky jelly that you get with most commercial jams these days. Well, because they happen to make yucky jam. Because they eat lucky jam. Well, I'm sure there are lots of other things that I could offend them on by saying that I don't like. Hang on a second. Can you hold off for just a second, please? Because otherwise my toast is going to go cold. No, my toast has just popped out the toaster, so I need to butter it and jam it. And anyway, you know what the stuff tastes like anyway, because you have it every day. Every other day. Every other day. Yeah. Okay. Have you? Okay. That's true, yep. I haven't decided what I'm jamming it in, though.
Video recorder? Oh, no, you don't have a telly.
I don't. No, I mean, without wishing to appear more pretentious... No.
Yeah, go on.
Well, you know. In the world of televisions, there are those who have and those who would rather not. And, I'd rather not have a TV.
You'll like the coffee.
Will I? Is it quite strong?
Yeah.
Too strong for you, or?
Next time we probably, with this particular sort, we probably could use less, and that would be good because it would last longer.
Yep.
But,
good. High praise, indeed. Do they?
Oh, yeah.
That's why it costs the earth.
It doesn't, actually.
Maybe not.
How much do you think for a cup of coffee in Caluccio? I forget.
£3.50.
No.
£2.50.
No.
Am I getting colder or hotter?
Hotter.
Hotter. £2.25.
Warmer.
£2.20.
Warmer.
£2.10.
Yeah.
Extortionate.
I think for a coffee out somewhere, that's not bad for a proper coffee.
Yeah, probably not bad. Probably.
And I'm enjoying my toast and jam.
Good. Is it nice bread?
Yes.
And nice butter?
Very. It's
President butter.
It's time for you
And in fact, it is pan de mie, so it's all French, actually. Well, it's probably made in Britain.
It's time for you to take your hands-free kit off.
Oh, so bossy, everybody. So bossy.
Darling. Sweetheart.
Okay, I'm pulling it out now.
I'm bossy, but I do love it.
Good. Right, okay. I have positioned the phone. I now have to pour coffee all over the table, so bear with me a moment.
There's your cup. Hang on.
Where's my cup?
Hang on, there's computers in the way. Let me move them.
It's okay, I'm going to pour it on this side.
And this is the cafetiere. Oh. Are you right-handed?
Yes.
You are, aren't you? So.
I will pour it over my phone rather than on the computer. Right, here we go. It's not pouring. It's broken.
It is. That's hardly any. You have a bit more than that.
It's espresso sized.
Dear, come on, you have a bit more than that.
No, I'm going for that.
Okay.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, I am raising the cup, no, the chalice to my lips.
Amen. No, that's a bit blasphemous, really, isn't it? Well, amen only means let it be so, though, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So that's right.
Probably a bit hot at the moment, actually. Can't get my lips near it. The steam coming off is scalding them.
Taste the toast instead, then.
Oh, I'll taste the toast. Okay. Are you ready, everybody? I'm going to taste the toast. Which, I have to say, I did a much better job of spreading your one than I did mine.
Oh. You did it with love, you see.
Yeah, that was it. Mmm. Not bad toast.
I'll have to get some proper jam for when you come over, I suppose.
Mmm. Only Bon Marmon works.
Oh, blimey, I'm not going to get this right, am I?
Perhaps
I'll take you shopping with me.
The best one is Bon Marmon berries and cherries. That's gorgeous. Huh?
I will make you go into Asda. I'll enjoy that. We'll boo it.
I don't suppose they sell Bon Marmon.
You don't know. They might. They were very helpful in Asda to me when I was in Bromsgrove, actually.
Yeah.
They were.
Why are you in Bromsgrove?
I went to a drumming gig in February.
No, I mean, you know.
I bought nothing in the shop and they offered to call me a taxi.
There's nothing wrong with Asda. Don't get me wrong.
It's just not pretentious enough for you.
It's just not to my taste.
Pretentious enough for you.
Hang on, I'm trying to drink then.
I didn't do anything, I just tapped you.
On the arm that I was holding the cup with.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm blind, you silly Billy.
That's no excuse.
What, for not seeing?
Yeah.
So, what's the verdict on the coffee?
Bit watery.
Watery?
I mean, it's quite drinkable.
You're so funny.
Tastes like coffee.
Well, yeah, it would do.
It's quite smooth.
Well, is there smooth blend?
Yeah, it's quite pleasant.
In other words, he'll finish what he's got, but he won't drink any more.
Well, I won't go out of my way to drink more. I won't be making myself a cup, but I'll have a titchy bit now again. You should be pleased with this. It means I'm not going to empty out the packet myself.
That's true.
Hope you enjoyed that audio. I'm going to finish my toast because I've got sticky fingers now. So I can't stop the recording. Fee, you have to just talk to the recording.
What else can we talk about? Robert, he keeps toast. Actually, Robert, I don't think you would want to put much less coffee in this because thinking about it...
Be even more watery.
It would, yeah. I think it's... on consideration, I think it's lovely as it is.
Actually,
I do like that. Pardon me. Oops. That's a bit rude.
She's vile, Audioboo.
I know what I can tell Audioboo.
Oh, no. Me being
vile. I was singing yesterday.
tell them something new, Fee.
No, in a performance with my very good friend, who's becoming Robert's very good friend as well, Paul Hopkins, whose Audioboo is VI podcasting. And there will be on my Boo stream, because we're on yours at the moment, of course.
Of course.
My Fee Dunn one, I will put a Boo of the whole concert. And on Fiona Dunn Sings, I will just boo the individual songs. There are four of them.
So if anyone... Tell them what you sang.
I sang a song of mine called Don't, which I was very annoyed when I wrote. And it goes, don't try to analyse me. Don't patronise me. I don't need it anymore. No, no, I thought that you were stronger. How could I be wronger? Seems to me you're so weak and insecure. Don't criticise me. Stop patronising me. Don't call me on the phone. Never, I thought that there was more to you. Now I know that isn't true, so leave me alone.
I'm not going to get on the wrong side of her.
So that's the first song I did. Then I did Alleluia, as in Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Then I did a song I wrote called Never Satisfied, which I was mildly cross when I wrote, but I told them it's a walk in the park compared to the first one. And a teeny bit of that goes, you're never satisfied with what you're getting, and you always want more. And then the last song I sung is called She Moved Through the Fair, and it's a folk song, and it goes, my young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, there you go.
More!
Coming soon to Audio Boo. Oops, I've done all the clips first.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Fee.
So that stuff will be on the Boo soon, on my two accounts.
So, Fidden and Fiona Dunn Sings.
No, Fiona Dunn Sings.
Fiona Dunn Sings.
Fiona Dunn is my stage singing name, because Fiona sounds a bit more grand and diva-like. Don't you agree, Boo? Can you?
I don't think your actual name can be your stage name.
Yeah, but everyone calls me Fee normally, though.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
You know.
No, that's just what you ask for at the end.
Yeah, the Fee. Oh, very good, very good.
And on that note.
Yeah, I think
whatever note. What note was it?
La.
Yeah,
on it
that.
It wasn't, I just made it up, but anyway.
What note was that?
That was a.
I think that's your favourite note.
No, because I was singing in E flat.
Were you?
Hang on. It's one of my singing exercises. There you are.
I see. Wow. Well, there
Along
you go.
Whee!
I won't do it now. I've got toast in my mouth.
Whee! I just did it for you.
Thank you. I hope the neighbours enjoyed this.
and the singing.
This is Fee and I at breakfast.
With you with Fee!
Over and out.